submit, check out the AMS Social Issues Commission Instagram at Social Issues Commission. Don't miss your chance to be featured in Collective Reflections, Volume 12.
Hey, it's Max from Arkells, and you're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Just stoked.
Welcome back to Stoke. I'm your host, Jane, and I hope you guys are doing well this Tuesday morning. I know it might be the dreaded time of year for some of us, but it is Valentine's Day week. And although we're not on Valentine's Day, I did want to pay a little tribute to Valentine's and the extent of love songs that I'm sure we all listen to. But I did also have to give a little love to some of those people that maybe don't have someone in their life. And that's so fine because I'm right there with you guys. So this week, I've been so excited. I've been curating for the past month, I swear on my life, for love songs versus anti-love songs. And I think we've got it down pat here. Super, super stoked for this one. But how the format's going to work is I've got one cutie pie little love song, and then following a cutie pie little love song, we'll have an anti-love song. So buckle up and get into it, because some of us need a bit of anti-love in our life, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm super excited. We got some newer songs, a bit of some older songs. Another aspect that I completely forgot to mention is that I tried to make every song title have love in the title. So that did limit some of my choices, but I had a lot of fun curating this and going through all my older playlists and stuff. So a bit of old, a bit of new, and a lot of love. Whether it's good love or bad love, it's for you. So can't wait for you guys to listen. I'll give my insight in between the two. Give us a follow. Look us up on the website. And let's get into it. We're going to start with True Love by Howdy, followed by I'm Not in Love by 10cc.
Comfort me.
so don't forget it. It's just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no.
And that was I'm Not in Love by 10cc. I know it can get a little repetitive, but that like backtrack behind all of the singing, I think I could just listen to over and over and over again and go into my mind palace so deep and never come out. and think about all of the Valentine's Day posts that I'm going to see and just listen to that song. So maybe that would make some of you guys feel better. And I'm not trashing other people. You can give your little Valentine's Day gift, but be aware that sometimes your posting might make other people feel really angry. I'm kidding, but that was our first little set for you. Coming up, we got Lovers by Anna of the North, which was in To All the Boys I Loved Before. I'm harping on it. Best soundtrack I think I've ever heard in a movie. And then after, a song that I found in COVID, I'm sure you all know, but I Love You So by The Walters. We'll talk about it after, but up in the air, whether it's a love or anti-love song, you let me know. Here they are.
Told me I would never see you walk away. Said you'd never break my heart, never leave me in the dark. I guess there's just some promises you shouldn't make. Should've known from the start, now I'm in the dark. Show a little love, shine a little light on me. Show a little love, shine a little light. I'd spend my time without her. Yeah, everything I want, but I can't deal with all your lovers. You're saying I'm the one, but it's your actions that speak louder.
And that was I Love You So by the Walters. That song, it's giving breakup song, but like I love the lyrics because he's saying, I love you, but you need to basically F off. You can't be around me. Like, I just love how it's such a mix of emotions. And that middle chorus, holy moly. The amount of people I know that, well, including myself, that can relate to that middle chorus of him just, like, belting out what he's feeling. That is the type of vibe I get from my past episode, like, story songs. That's the vibe I like. I like when songs are saying exactly what you feel and you can just belt it out. And that's what that song is giving. It's so love and anti-love epitomized that I had to include it. I was singing it in the studio as it's playing. Like, it's so good. And please just listen to those lyrics, anyone and everyone, just listen to them. I'm sure you know someone or you yourself can relate to them, but great one. Coming up next, I'm gonna play three in a row just to get us going. Again, if you're just coming back, this is Stoke. I'm Jane, your host, and we're on a Valentine's Day kick. It's love versus anti-love. We're going to see which one wins in the end. Obviously, I'm biased, but we'll see. Coming up next, we have a song that, back to the new wave. I'm sorry, I can't let it go. I have to give one nod an episode, but we got Space Age Love Song by Flock of Seagulls. This song is so good. It will transport you, I swear on my life. As soon as you hear that little twirl of the like twinkle of the guitar in the first second of it, you will be taken away. And it's a great song. It's a great love song. Space Age, great love song. After that, I have a fun one. I'll talk about it after, actually. The next two are pretty opposite of each other, but just listen to the lyrics. It's Valentine's Day. Give your mind a break. I know it's midterms coming up or right before reading week. Give yourself this hour. Listen to it. Reflect. Maybe go ask someone to be your Valentine's. Maybe go be your Valentine's for yourself. So these next three songs, I know I didn't give two away, but you'll know them when you hear them. So let's listen.
trouble. I never fall in love again. I never fall in love again. When? What do you get when you kiss a guy? You get enough germs to catch pneumonia. After you do, he'll never phone you. Never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. Don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm out. Out of those chains that bind you. That is why I'm here to remind you. What do you get when you fall in love? You get enough tears to fill. That's what you get for your devotion. I never fall in love again. I never fall in love again. Sorrow so far at least until tomorrow. I never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again.
I had to be the man, it was a clamor of the life. I sucked the ring off every hand, had a ploy and me with drink. Even met with dead and mad. When the cherries lined up, I kept the spines for myself till I had 30 ways of dying. Looking at me from the shelf, cloud padded smile I had. A real good shawl I was, but this island's run by sharks and children's bones stuck in their jars. Now the morning's filled with trying to talk it through it all. Is there mommy Fina Gael and is there daddy Fina Far? And they say they love the land, but they don't feel it go to waste. Pull a mirror to their youth and they will only see their face. Make flowers read like broadsheets. Every young man wants to die. Say it to the man in profits and the box boy. And the box boy. And the box boy. Say it to him 50 times and still the won't cry when I lie. I love you, I told you I do. It's all I've ever felt, I've never felt so well. And if you don't know it, I wrote you this tune to be here loving you when I'm in the tomb. System in a hat, you only had it before. Echo, 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 the lights they go, the lights they go, the lights they go. Echo, echo. Selling genocide and half-blood pride, I understand. I had to be there from the start. I had to be the f***. And it was a clamor of the life. I sucked the ring off every hand. Had a ploy and knee with drink. Even met with better mats. And I loved you like a penny loves the pocket of a priest. And I love you till the grass around my gravestone is deceased. And I'm headed for the f***. I will tell about it all. But the god of Fila Gael and the veil of Fina Far. Now the flowers read like broadsheets. Every young man wants to die. Say it to the man in profits. And the box boy. And the box boy. And the box boy. Say it to him 50 times. And still the won't cry when I lie.
So that was I Love You by Fontaines D.C. And then right before that was I'll Never Fall in Love Again by The Carpenters. I like those two back to back because the first one's very like, it's actually opposite of each other. I didn't even realize, I didn't mean to do this when I was setting up the playlist, but I'll Never Fall in Love Again is a song that's anti-love, but it's this like upbeat, happy, like, I hate you and I'll never love you ever again, but I'm happy. And then the next one is like grungy, angry, sad, but it's like, but I love you, you know what I mean? So it's like a pro love song, but it's angry and grungy. So Fontaines DC, that's one of their newer songs off their album. I've played I forgot which song I played before, maybe Favorite, but great, great band, like surely recommend everything you've heard me say before. And obviously The Carpenters, that was a fun song I stumbled across a couple days ago and I was like, it's just too funny to not play because it's perfect. It's saying exactly all the bad things about dating, right? So it's perfect. The next, I'll do another three little set again. We're kind of kicking back into older bands, but so what? They're more wise. They have some great tunes, like obviously. We're going to go for obviously Queen. Somebody to Love. Come on. Come on. Tell me if you don't have a Valentine's this year that you wouldn't be singing this with all your might. So great ballad. If you've never heard it before, shame on you. It's awesome. Give it a listen. After that, we got Wings with Silly Love Songs. Obviously, I don't know if you know the tea about it, but John Lennon was making fun of Paul McCartney for making so much money on writing love songs. So obviously Paul McCartney wrote another love song, called it Silly Love Songs, and then made millions off of it again because it's a great song. And then we're going to finish off on another funny song that you got to just listen to the lyrics. It's a small band. It's called Thoughts on Love by Bill Nixon. It's a really, I went to look him up. There's like actually nothing about him, but I don't know how I found the song. I've had it saved for years, but it's a super cool, silly song, kind of like the ones we just played. So that's the set coming up. please stay tuned. This is the Valentine's Day episode. I'm Jane, and let's keep rocking.
To love, find me somebody 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 to love.
Somebody, 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 find me, somebody, find me, somebody. I'd like to know, 'cause here I go again.
Can't you see? hurts and true love takes. It takes and takes until it makes it all feel like a bad mistake. And when you look it in the eye, you feel such an ache inside. Cause true love takes it from you. It never waits. True love takes you.
Well, that was our two ballads back to back. Somebody to Love by Queen, Silly Love Songs by Wings, and then Thoughts on Love by Bill Nixon. I forgot how much of a banger the last one was. I was really bopping to it. And guys, give him a listen. He only has 200 monthly listeners, and I think we could definitely up that. I really, really love him. Bill Nixon, he's great. All right, well, we're getting close to the end of our Valentine's Day episode. I hope you kind of take into account the pros and cons of our list here. We got your love songs, your anti-love songs, but I don't know, being someone that's been single for a while, it's hard when you talk to your friends that are in a relationship, because they like talk to you as if you're like unwell and that you have some sort of disease. They're like, how are you doing? Like, are you okay? Like, it's kind of annoying, or they're like trying to set you up with the most rogue people, and you're just, you know what? I'm okay. There's nothing wrong with being by yourself. That's like, literally, go find yourself, live your life, do whatever you want. It's awesome. Like, I just find it so funny how some of my friends like will just like come up to me, are we still okay? And I'm like, yep, thank you. Don't worry about me. I'm good. I'll be fine. But obviously, on the other hand, there's some perks to being in love as well. But you know what? It is what it is. And I just wanted to show you guys through a playlist the pros and cons of both of those things. But I've had so much fun this episode and playlist. I've been thinking about this one for a while, so hopefully you guys have too. you know, now that it's getting close to Valentine's Day, I don't know, tell the person you like them, or take yourself out on a date and buy marble slab for yourself, even though it's $9. Like, come on, you got to do what you got to do. Celebrate your Valentine's Day like you wish. This last song, I love this song. I know, as cheesy as it sounds, as much as I've been dissing Falling in Love, I think this song represents what I think falling in love sounds like and feels like. I won't give much more than that. It's called Lover's Carvings by Bibio, I believe. And you just gotta listen and picture and imagine, do whatever you need to do. But it's just the sound of the song that I love most. So thanks for listening, guys. It's been Stoke. Please tune back in. If I have time, I'll sneak an extra little song in too. But the last song I have picked in my brain, I think you guys will love, and it's a great song. So if we have time, you'll hear it after Lover's Carvings. But listen to this one. Picture yourself falling in love, or if you're already there, have at her. But happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Do what you got to do on that day. But hey, I love you here at Stoke. So have a great rest of your Tuesday and week. See ya.
always breathing on the brain. I don't want to kiss you.
February 13th is World Radio Day, where millions around the globe celebrate the medium which touches so many lives. All across this country, Canadians are celebrating too.